USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The headaches aren't going away for air travelers. So far, over 7,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled on Monday. FlightAware saying airports on the East Coast are having the most problems as a winter storm swept through the area. Nearly 1,000 homes have been burned down and hundreds others have been damaged after a wildfire tore through several neighborhoods in Colorado. Democratic Governor Jared Polis on Monday speaking about the damage from the fire.
It is just remarkable that in a fire of this speed and size in the area it was, that there's only two people missing. And that also, you know, should be really a warning to all of us. When you get a pre-evac or evacuation notice, hop to it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The FBI is joining the Colorado wildfire investigation.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Majority Leader is promising his chamber will consider rule changes amid the fierce debate over voting rights. Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York making that announcement in a letter to his colleagues. Schumer threatening to make changes by saying the rules will be debated and considered on or prior to January 17th if Republicans don't cooperate. This as many states have made changes to voting rights laws that Democrats are not happy with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A scary situation is resolved over the weekend in New Mexico.
New Mexico officials have rescued all 21 people who were trapped in tramway cars near Albuquerque overnight on Friday during icy conditions. The passengers had been trapped in two different cars while descending the Sandia Peak Tramway. Officials say they had to suspend the rescue until the severe weather cleared. The passengers were all employees of the tram and a restaurant on the peak, and that the tram cars were stocked with emergency heating blankets, food, and other supplies. Those spending the night there showed pictures on social media. The local fire department said in a statement on Twitter that everyone who had been trapped on the tram had finally been rescued. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Nine United States billionaires saw their wealth grow by more than $340 billion over the last year. The American middle class saw its share of the nation's wealth decline to just 26.6%, while the top 1% share grew to 27%. Since 1991, the top 20% of U.S. income earners saw their share of national wealth grow by about 10 percentage points. Week 17 of the NFL season wraps up with an AFC Central matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.